Hello, it's John, and it's amazing what you find out about Tomlin when you're interviewing people for this talking newspaper. And recently I was interviewing somebody who mentioned something called walking netball. I thought, right, what's that? And they said, well, you must get on to Lisa Pearson, and she'll tell you all about it. So I got on to Lisa, and she said, "Well, I'm not coming on my own. A bit shy, really, but I'll bring Carol Roberts into it as well." So here we are, sitting around the table, having a chat about walking netball. So perhaps Lisa, you'd like to know, what is it? What do you do?
Okay, so I started walking netball after me and my daughter set up a junior section. She went to university, and then I got my friend Abby involved in the junior section. And then I saw this course online to host a walking netball session. So we booked on. Luckily, it was only in Bacup. We went and decided to set up his own club. And basically, it's a slowed-down version of normal netball, if you will.
Right, so just like your name suggests, then you
Yeah.
walk rather
You're
than
not, well,
thunder about.
you're not allowed to run.
You're
Well,
not.
they do, but
They do.
that's when the whistle comes in handy.
She can't help it sometimes.
So we set that up at the fielding centre to begin with, and just advertised it, and we got people to come along that we knew to
Yeah,
start
I
with.
see. Yeah. So where do you do it now?
We then moved to Furnace. When COVID hit, they stopped us going there because there was all sorts of protocol for getting back into it for
Oh, gosh,
distance
yeah.
and things, and then we went to Fernley for a bit, and now we've just started at the community centre. This is called the college.
Ah, what,
We've done 2 weeks
in
downstairs. They've had a new floor fit for us.
Oh, in the main hall?
Yes, in the main hall.
All
So we've
right.
just moved it. We was going to move it before, but we didn't get the gym bit, so they've put this floor down for us. They got some funding.
So how long has this been going on for?
We're in a sixth. We've had a sixth birthday.
6 years?
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard about it till this.
Well,
Dear
we
me.
can't advertise it because it's full.
It's full.
Yes.
Oh, right.
There's a waiting list.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's
So
really popular.
how many have you got on the waiting list then?
Well, we did have four on it. The three of them came last week because we've moved venues. I said they could. It was a little bit bigger than the Fernley School Hall, so we've got three new ones now, and they've only just started this week.
But you'd be limited to the number on your team. It doesn't matter how big your
No, so
hall
there's
is.
seven on a team.
Seven on a team, right.
But they like to sit out because some of them are a little bit old and they don't want to do it for the whole hour. We start off in the session, we do like a fun warm up, and then we do drills. We try to do drills. That's why Carol's laughing. They're not very good at it.
So what are drills
No,
like? Come on,
The old concept of walking netball was to be have a bit of fun for older people that perhaps used to play before or need to get more mobile or anything like that. But we decided once they'd been there for a while that they needed to learn rules.
Oh, you have
So
got
we
the
do
rules
like
then.
proper. We do,
Right.
we actually practice with the juniors and then bring them to the walking netball and try to get them to do it walking, if you
Right.
will. So they'll do proper netball drills, if you will. We have a particular one called Four Corners, which
Carol, tell us about
yeah.
this. Tell us about Four Corners. Go on,
Well,
bring you into
we
this.
may do Four Corners every other week, and we've been doing it for
6 years
more since the beginning, and we still laugh our socks off and can't get it, and we do it wrong. Right at the very end of doing it, Lisa will say, "By God, you've got it right."
We have a lot of fun with
This
it.
is
Yeah,
like a set piece then, this
yeah.
four
It
corners.
is just to do with throwing balls
You throw the ball
and
like this.
moving.
Right, I see. Right. So you're not supposed to run, you say,
No.
but Carol, you laughed as if sometimes this happens
Well, if a
inadvertently.
ball's landing over a bit far away from you, you can't walk quick enough to get it, so you've got to do a couple of steps to
I
get
see.
there.
So, Lisa, you obviously got rules for this. Are there some special rules for
Yeah, there's quite a lot of special rules. There's quite a lot of rules in netball.
Yeah.
But they've been adapted for the slower pace.
So, anybody, well, ladies presumably. It's I guess it's just for ladies.
It is really. We do fill it. Some other groups. We're one of the, there's not many in the area. I think the nearest, we was one of the first in the country, actually. There was one then that's been going 12 months longer, but we're one of the first to do it, set up, yeah.
Oh, I see.
So we were quite unique to begin with. Then I think the nearest one now is in Blackburn.
So do you get to play these other teams?
Well, no.
No, no.
We've been to one tournament, and we're actually going to a tournament next week for the second time.
Ah.
They do. When I went to the tournament last time, it was a bit more like normal netball, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. The ladies were very, very serious about what they did, and it was a bit difficult for us because we weren't as competent as they were.
We're doing it for fun because the initial thing was from England Netball to make it fun. Which is what, and then you're supposed to have a cup of tea afterwards and slice a cake. And
oh, I see.
But they'd rather we decide we're not that on there after a few weeks, didn't we? Because they wanted to just enjoy the netball, really. Yeah. And we make silly games up with balloons. You know, it's good for the coordination.
Yeah. Right.
It's benefited a lot of people for.
So that's
that,
what,
really.
Right, that's what it's all about, I guess,
yeah.
Carol.
Well, my coordination's improved no end since I started going.
It has.
But it's just such a friendly, mm-hmm. family atmosphere. It's done me good,
right.
with my husband dying and going there. And they've all really, really rallied around and helped.
I see, right. Yeah.
We had good fun in COVID. I know we couldn't do it.
How did he manage that?
So me and Abby set up a task every day, so we got them all on Zoom.
Oh yeah.
So we have like a WhatsApp group, which are all in, and we got them all on Zoom, which were a feat, weren't it?
Trying to get people on Zoom. Yeah.
And then we set them like a challenge every day, and we had like rolled up. You had to get your socks and throw them into a pan, you know, and everybody was competing against each other, and then to put the video on. We did that every day. We thought we'd be doing it for a few weeks, but it
lasted the whole time.
We walked. From John O'Groats to Land's End, when you could start walking out, they all had to send the mileage in.
The mileage we did every day, and it was added. Then where did we go after that? Because we started going.
We went all around the
circumference.
UK. Yeah.
So you said the target and many miles.
We walked all over
it. I don't know how they thought of all these things that we did because they were fabulous.
So how do you calculate your mileage then?
Everybody had a
smartwatch,
Fitbit on, or on the watch, and they'd send them in to me, and I'd do a little spreadsheet, and then we'd just to keep everybody going because we had a quiz on every Wednesday. We did a quiz every Wednesday just to how well do you know your netball cultures?
Yeah. Did we know you? Not very well.
No, not very well.
No. That's surprising.
We knew a lot about each other back time with
things you probably didn't want to know.
We knew everybody's colour of the front door, didn't we?
Yeah, we took pictures, you know, we kept them all going for.
They really did sterling work.
During the COVID epidemic. Right, yeah.
And once we could get back to netball, it were great. We didn't do anything for a few weeks, so we were all just chatting again.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So you'll have the team members meeting when you have is it once a week? Is it?
Yeah, Wednesday we meet.
But so you've got your team members then, but what about the people that can't play? Do you get any sort of like spectators or other people in the group? No.
There's about 25 of us.
Yeah.
But there's usually about 15 every week. So, you know, if somebody can't, they're on holiday or they've got other things planning. But so there's 25 who come regularly.
Yeah.
But they all don't come at once. So it's very rare we've had them, everybody at once.
So you'll have more people than you need each week.
Yeah, we do like a 5-minute game and then we swap them in.
Oh, I see.
We make three teams up with different coloured bibs on.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, into.
So you all get a game?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right.
So we usually do the warm up, a few drills, and then we play a game for about 20 minutes. So it's like in 5-minute blocks.
I see. So how long's the whole session last then?
An hour.
Just an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
An hour, yeah.
And then the rest of the time you spend just chatting and having your cake and you...
Yeah.
We don't have cake.
We sat that one because it took up too much time up. They'd rather be keeping fit, really. they don't think they're keeping fit, but they are.
It obviously works.
My daughter comes now and again to watch, and she's a physio, and she said that the improvement when she watches some of them Yeah. Especially after COVID, when that moved for some months, when came back.
Well, Carol, you were saying your coordination has improved.
I didn't realise my coordination was as bad as it was until I started playing netball. Because I said to you one week, I can't believe how more focused and balanced I feel now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So what do you find you can do now that you couldn't do before?
Oh, that's a question I can't answer. No, it's just
everything.
Just everything.
Right,
yeah.
And catching and throwing and moving. Well,
I've never been bad at catching and throwing.
Some of them are a bit unsteady on the feet, you know. They've got them a bit. They've got a bit more stable now. They're not as.
Because I guess some of your members will have had, I don't know, new joints and things
Well, they just had a new knee.
Yeah, one's had a pacemaker.
Yeah.
From about 50 to 83, I think it is.
I'm going to say, have you got age limits for this?
No. Well, the youngest has just had her 50th birthday, so that's
the youngest. Yeah.
And she comes because she had a back. She couldn't play normal netball anymore. She had something wrong with the back. I think.
Right, I see. But you don't say you can't join until you are.
No, there's no. Not at our session. No, there is at some sessions that are over a certain age, but ours is open to all.
Right. So when. It's embarrassing, isn't it, saying to people you can't play because you're too old now. Yeah. Does that ever happen?
That doesn't. No.
People will carry on.
I think people know when they've had enough or they can't do anymore. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
So do you have a supporters group? Do you raise funds and anything like that for people that, you know, have got too old and still want to do something?
No, we have. We've done, with the junior section, we've done fundraising for that, and it all goes into one pot. But me and Abby and Ella, we all do it voluntary.
Yeah.
Because we just love it.
Yeah, we obviously do.
Yeah, but it's so much fun as a walking netball. It's so much, honestly.
Good. Usually at the end of something like this, I say, if anybody wants to join or whatever, how do they get in touch with you? But is it any use?
They can go on the way to. They can get in touch with me. That's not a problem.
How will they get in touch with you?
We've got a Facebook page. We've got Instagram. We've got Twitter. We're on all social media. We've got adverts in the sports centre because I do the junior one in the sports centre.
So people can get in touch with you fairly easily. Then.
Yes, if they want to put the names down.
But they're
going
to have to be very patient and put the names.
Well, like I say, we've just got three. They've been waiting probably 6 months. But it was the venue situation that was the issue.
Restrictive, weren't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're inside at Fernie Lane, it's only very small. But now this one's a little bit bigger, with a bit more room.
A bit more room, and
it's still not as big as a full-size court.
No, it's not, no.
For which we are very grateful.
Ah, right. One other thing, yes, I see. So are you limited to this size of court? Because of the way
facility,
you play.
It's the facilities. There's not enough. The junior one's at the sports centre, and that's where we should be, really, but it's quite big.
So but that's too no, big for you?
No.
But there's no room at the sports centre to accommodate us. No. So that's why we're having to use little venues.
I see. But if you
to think out of the box, really.
If you could have a full-size court, you would do it then, would you?
When the juniors are on holiday, we take their place.
So you take advantage of a full-size court?
Yeah. We would, yeah. Because the tournament next week will be full-size.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So how's that going to work? Is it more tiring?
There's 12 of us going for a seven, so we'll have lots of...
moving around.
Yeah, well...
Changing.
Lots of subs.
Yeah.
Right.
There'll be about 5 or 6 games. It won't be a full game. It'll be like, say, 10 minutes, maybe less.
Yeah. Well, that's probably enough, isn't it? Yes. And then you can swap and change, so much the better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you obviously have enormous fun with this, everybody. And, you know, if you do get a chance, and if you've got the patience to join this group, and you'd like to put your names down, Lisa just told me how to do it. So all I can say now, well, thank you too for coming along and entertaining me, telling me how to do this walking netball. So all the best for the future, and thank you.
Thank you,
John. Thank you.